I'm sure it's a detective. And I have Rolando here with me, and he's going to give me a hand feeding a baby javelina. This is Zena. She's commonly known as a javelina.
Hold it up straight. There you go.
She's actually a collared peccary. She's found all over South Texas and in Goliad County, very prominent. She is very very smelly this morning. She's been handled a lot, and she's got a real strong odor. They are hunted as a game animal here. Different counties have different times of the year that you can hunt these animals. They're very good to eat also. At the Texas Zoo, she lives back near the deer where they are found in the wild naturally along with deer. Her exhibit was damaged during the last year's flood in October, and the zoo is still recovering from that flood. We are asking for school groups and other organizations to give us a hand by doing different types of fundraising and activities that would possibly help us. You got any questions?
How much do these usually weigh?
Right now, Zena's only about 3.5 months old. She only weighs about 15 to 20 pounds. But she will get to be about 65 pounds when she's full grown. Kind of a small, medium-sized pig.
Are these actually pigs?
No, they're not really pigs. A lot of people think they're pigs, and a lot of people think they're rodents. But actually, they're a member of the peccary family. There's only 4 peccaries found in the Americas here, and collared is the one that's found in South Texas.
How thick do their coats usually get?
Their coat is real thick and bristly. She wants to lay down. it's a real strong bristle type coat, not a soft fuzzy coat like you would on a bear or something like that. It's quite rough and coarse.
Do they have tusks?
Yes, they do. Their tusks are very, very sharp, very pointed. In fact, that's where they get their common name, javelina. Javelina is actually the name given by the Spanish, and it means spear-like. The tusks rub together, and that's what sharpens it. And so they're very, very sharp.
What do they usually eat?
In the wild, javelinas eat mostly plant material. They love cactus. They eat a lot of cactus. They like the pear off the cactus. But they also eat animal products also, like insects and grubs and different animal. They'll even take a small. Well, they like rattlesnakes. They eat rattlesnakes. They are a beneficial animal. They move in packs. They will attack a human, though, if they're young or threatened, or if they feel threatened. Normally, they run away from the danger, though.
Can these possibly be any kind of pets?
No, I would not recommend any wild animal as pets. They're nice, kind of nice when they're small, but even at this age now, she's starting to bite and get real rambunctious. And unpredictable. They become very unpredictable. They're not like your dog or cat. I think she's full.
How many of these are usually killed, like whenever it's hunting season?
It varies from county to county according to how many are found. As you go further west here, they become very abundant, and you can hunt them year round. And in that case, quite a few are taken. You do have to have a hunting license to hunt them.
Mm-hmm.
You do have to tag them when you do hunt them.
About how many animals did y'all lose at the zoo?
Well, during the flood, another keeper and myself were at the zoo, and in a lot of cases, we just had to open the door and let the animals go. And out of all of 300, we have about 160 now that are on exhibit. Our Animal Kingdom building is still being renovated. That's where we had our snakes and small birds and small cats. Javelinas are notorious for getting a bad rep as far as being destructive to the land. Actually, it's the feral hog that does most of the destruction in this area. And the feral hog is much bigger, much larger. These guys do root a little bit, but they don't do a whole lot of damage. Whereas the feral hog is a lot more damaging.
Other than humans, what usually hunt these?
The young are usually taken by coyotes or wolves. Bobcats will sometimes take the young, but mostly humans are the only predators for these guys. And cars. Automobiles tend to take their numbers, too. We've got another little friend right here.